from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from John M. Burwell, age 56 at the time of this interview.
I was born on January 17th, 1959, at the Homestead Hospital, which was just down the road. I was born and raised here in Homestead, approximately 4 or 5 blocks from here. I was raised with my mom, was a single mother, and at the time from my birth to the age of about 12, we lived with our grandparents and with some other people in the home. So it was kind of a house where there was a lot of people there. The school that I graduated from is called Still Valley, which some of you probably go to. It was a very close-knit school. At that time, my study was I wanted to be a courtroom stenographer. And when it was time for graduation, I decided to look for a job. Also, I applied for some schools, and I got chosen to go to Duff's Business School. I didn't do that because at that time, Pitt was hiring. And I went to Pitt. They hired me on the spot. And I graduated on June 2nd. And on June 4th, I was able to work full-time for the University of Pittsburgh, and I worked at Western Psychiatric Hospital. And I was 17 years old at the time. I came out of school at 17. I kind of hold a lot of hats. I've learned that all of our areas of giftedness are also streams of finance. So my main job that I have is that I'm a child development specialist for Children's Hospital, which I've been doing for approximately 11 years. Prior to that, I was a school teacher. I taught math and science in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. I also am the music director for a local church here called Second Baptist Church in Homestead, as well as I'm the music director for the CUBM Ministry, which stands for the Center for Urban Biblical Ministries, where I've been there for approximately almost 10 years, teaching a music class there. I got married when I was 21 years old. I had my first child at 25, and I have 3 sons myself at this time. The best day of my life, I think I've had 3 of those. And the 3 best days of my life was to see my children being born. I went back to college after I had my children. I knew how it was important to have a steady income for them. I was working, but I wasn't making a lot of money to be able to afford everything that they need or wanted, and also that I had some of my own dreams and aspirations. So I was in my middle 30s when I decided to go to school, but it was the best thing I could have ever done. You know, things just were not going well at that time, and I separated from my wife, but I decided to take the children. And I was a single father with 3 boys, but I felt that I could give them some stability in their lives. My brother passed away approximately 16 years ago, and he had a home on 14th. And to keep his memory alive, I built a house around his house. So I stayed in my community where young people who ride by or see me on the porch would sometimes ask me, how did I get what I have? And I had the ability to tell them how I got it, help them with understanding finances. So I stayed in my community so they could see that you can make it without selling drugs, and that you can make it by keeping a good credit report. You know, when you look around, you see the waterfront. Well, before the waterfront, there was a steel mill. And the steel mill was where I worked also. I worked there for about 5 years. So now you see a lovely place, but at that time it was a gloomy place. You know, the smoke from the smokestacks, sometimes you couldn't even see across the bridge when you would come across the bridge. Sometime the afternoon looked like nighttime. The big change that I see now is that you're having some of the people that have made it through Homestead giving back to Homestead, like the Charlie Batch Foundation. My interest is in weightlifting. I enjoy taking care of my health. I'm very interested in that. I like roller skating. I like walks, and I like architect. I like looking at the way buildings are made. I like interior design. I did my own home, which was featured in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette back in 2011, where I did some interior decorating. So I do enjoy, I like nice things around me. And so I've learned to take care of those things if you're going to have them. I am living the life that I wanted to live when I was a kid. And that's because I knew early on that I wanted to be somebody and that I was capable of it. I believe the biggest thing for me was to know early on that I needed to know a person that was bigger than me, and that was God. So at an early age, around about 12 years old, I gave my life to Christ. So I did, during that time, realize, even though I wasn't raised with a father, that a heavenly father was looking over me. I often tell people that I'm a person or a man who are pieces and bits of many men. Because I was raised without a father, I was able to eat pieces, things that I liked of certain men. And I call it like eat the meat, spit the bones out. Some things I liked, some things I didn't like. So the things that I liked, I kind of molded together and made me who I am today. Find some people who are doing the right thing. You're always going to run into some people doing the wrong thing, but you need to have a choice and you need to see the difference of them. And so I would say to you is that the best thing is for you to seek out some people in your neighborhood or your community or even in your family who you can look up to. And that's what I do a lot now. And I help people to kind of bounce some things off of, not to give them a direction in which way to go, but also to be there as far as a sounding board to listen to them, as well as to help them along their way. I believe that everyone is born with the ability and the ambition to be and do whatever they want to do. I think what separates a lot of people is someone to sponsor them. That means that someone who believes in them, to say that you could make it, you could do it. And a lot of times we want that to come from our mother and father, and sometimes it doesn't. So sometimes it comes from a teacher. Sometimes it comes from your coach, someone to pour into you to tell you that you can be somebody. And sometimes you have to hold on to those things as you go through life. And you be the best that you can be, because can't nobody beat you being you. God never made anybody else but you, who is just like you with your own experiences. So all of us are a totality of all of our own experiences. So I may have made some mistakes, but they've made me. You may have made some mistakes, but they've made you who you are today.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Milligan Garth, Tyler Thomas, and Tyreek Smith. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.